todo por los autores, en el canal de Strangers, quiero aprovechar la literatura, entonces son ese
documento
por la edición de mi
edición
de DVD, aprovechar el Strangers y la película de
DVD.
No lo sabía, si ya he estado
en
el trabajo de mi equipo, me da la sanción,
me da la
sanción, me
da
la sanción,
chapter 1, entitled The First Step in God Realization, text number 17. Abhyasan.
Abhyasan.
Manasa.
Manasa.
Shuddham.
Shuddham.
Trivrit.
Trivrit.
Brahma Aksharam.
Brahma Aksharam.
Param.
Param.
Manaha.
Manaha.
Yatschet.
Yatschet.
Jita Swasaha.
Jita Swasaha.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Bijam.
Bijam.
Avishmaram.
Avishmaram.
Abhyasena manasa shuddham.
Abhyasena manasa shuddham.
Trivrit brahma aksharam param.
Trivrit brahma aksharam param.
Mano yatsche chita shvaso.
Mano yatsche chita shvaso.
Brahma bijam avishmaran.
Brahma bijam avishmaran.
Abhyasin manasa shuddham.
Abhyasin manasa shuddham.
Trivrit brahma aksharam param. Mano yatsche chita shvaso. Brahma bijam avishmaran. Abhyasin manasa shuddham.
Abhyasin manasa shuddham.
Trivrit brahma aksharam param.
Trivrit brahma aksharam param.
Mano yatsche chita shvaso.
Mano yatsche chita shvaso.
Brahma bijam avishmaran.
Brahma bijam avishmaran.
Abhyasat.
Abhyasat.
One should practice.
One should practice.
Manasa.
Manasa.
By the mind.
By the mind.
Shuddham.
Shuddham.
Sacred.
Sacred.
Trivrit.
Trivrit.
Composed of the three.
Composed of the three.
Brahma aksharam.
Brahma aksharam.
Transcendental letters.
Transcendental letters.
Param.
Param.
The supreme.
Supreme.
Manaha.
Manaha.
Mind.
Mind.
Yatschet.
Yatschet.
Get under control.
Get under control.
Jita Swasaha.
Jita Swasaha.
By regulating.
By regulating.
The breathing air.
The breathing air.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Absolute.
Absolute.
Bijam.
Bijam.
Seed.
Seed.
Avishmaran.
Avishmaran.
Without being forgotten.
Without being forgotten.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. After sitting in the above manner, make the mind remember the three transcendental letters, Aum, and by regulating the breathing process, control the mind so as not to forget the transcendental seed. Kindly repeat after me. After sitting,
after sitting
in the above manner,
in the above manner,
make the mind remember,
make the mind remember
the three transcendental letters,
three transcendental letters,
Aum,
Aum,
and by regulating,
and by regulating
the breathing process,
the breathing process,
control the mind,
control the mind
so as not to forget,
so as not to forget
the transcendental seed.
The transcendental seed.
Report. Omkara, or the pranava, is the seed of transcendental realization, and it is composed of the three transcendental letters, Aum, A-U-M. By its chanting by the mind, in conjunction with the breathing process, which is a transcendental but mechanical way of getting into trance as devised by the experience of great mystics. One is able to bring the mind, which is materially absorbed, under control. This is a way of changing the habit of the mind. The mind is not to be killed. Mind or desire cannot be stopped. But to develop a desire to function for spiritual realization, the quality of engagement by the mind has to be changed. The mind is the pivot of the active sense organs, and as such, if the quality of thinking, feeling, and willing is changed, naturally the quality of actions by the instrumental senses will also change. Omkara is the seed of all transcendental sound, and it is only the transcendental sound which can bring about the desired change of the mind and the senses. Even a mentally deranged man can be cured by treatment of transcendental sound. In the Bhagavad Gita, the pranava, omkara, has been accepted as the direct literal representation of the Supreme Absolute Truth. One who is not able to chant directly the holy name of the Lord, as recommended above, can easily chant the pranava, omkara. This omkara is a note of address, such as, O my Lord, just as Om Hari, Om, means, O my Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As we have explained before, the Lord's holy name is identical with the Lord Himself. So also is Omkara. But persons who are unable to realize the transcendental personal form or name of the Lord on account of their imperfect senses, in other words, the neophytes, are trained to the practice of self-realization by this mechanical process of regulating the breathing function and simultaneously repeating the pranava, omkara, within the mind. As we have several times expressed, since the period, supposed to be a comma, somebody put a period. Since the transcendental name, form, attributes, pastimes, etc. of the personality of Godhead are impossible to understand with the present material senses, it is necessary that through the mind, the center of sensual activities, such transcendental realization be set into motion. The devotees directly fix their minds on the person of the Absolute Truth. But one who is unable to accommodate such personal features of the Absolute is discipline in impersonality to train the mind to make further progress. Abhyasen manasa shuddham trivrid brahmaksharam param mano yatschet jita svaso brahmabijam avish maram. After sitting in the above manner, to make the mind remember the three transcendental letters Om, and by regulating the breathing process, control the mind so as not to forget the transcendental seed. So this is connected with yesterday's verse. Yesterday's verse was Sukadeva Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj about the importance of leaving home. This was yesterday's verse. One should leave home and practice self-control. In a sacred place, he should bathe regularly and sit down in a lonely place, duly sanctified. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that the living entity is engaged in this material body, and due to this actually very awkward situation, is having to struggle very, very hard, especially with the mind and the senses. Mamai Longsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Mana Shastrani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. So we know how the senses are very strong, and they are intimately connected with the mind. So here it is being advised that in order to become disentangled from these material senses and the material sense objects, the secret is to learn how to engage the mind. This is a very common topic and common question that both neophyte devotees, new devotees, and even sometimes not so neophyte devotees ask how to control this mind. We are all having the same big challenge. Since time immemorial, practically speaking, the living entity in this material world, who is referred to as Nitya Bhattha, eternally conditioned, we are conditioned by this uncontrolled mind. So one process, this process of chanting Om, in the Western countries they have what they call, I think probably less known here in India, I've never heard about it. The Western countries, since quite a few years, they have what they call these rainbow gatherings. Rainbow gatherings. You know what a rainbow gathering is? You've never been to a rainbow gathering? No. Rainbow gathering. This is like a a movement in itself. It's a movement of mostly young people. I guess the continuation of the hippie movement. The hippie movement still lives. And thousands, hundreds and thousands of these, they call rainbow people. They have very great ideal, very great, well, not all of them, some of them, a desire to actually be more in contact with nature. Generally, they choose a place that is like in the middle of nowhere, very far, very remote, and they don't ask permission also. They have their scouts, they call scouts, people who are just like in our Pariyatra, we have people who are, what is it, planning ahead, the advance party, and they go. Actually, there are two rainbow gatherings in America. One, the main one, the big one, is in the U.S. And there's one in Canada, in the province, the French province of Quebec. Because the French people in Quebec are like the avant-garde. You know, they're a little bit ahead of everybody. So, our devotees actually every year go to these rainbow gatherings. Very good place to make devotees, actually. They're young people, and they are very open-minded. Many of them are vegetarian, and we generally set up a kitchen, Govinda kitchen, or Govinda mess, as they call it. they love the devotees. Of course, the rainbow people, it's a mixture. What do you call it? Bohemians, no? They're not only in America, they're also, it's like a world-wide kind of phenomena. And they have, they're into some of the more, we could say, clear-minded. They're not all clear-minded. many of them are still very confused. That's why we go there. Anyways, one of the big things in the Rainbow Gathering is that they have this campfire every night, and they have a, what do they call it, I think magic stick, which they share, you know. It's like a little bit like Sadhu Sangha, but not exactly Sadhu Sangha. But they share their different realizations, but they can only talk when they have the stick. If you don't have the stick, you can't talk. So they sit around this campfire, and then at some particular time, they all hold hands and they chant. Om, and it goes on for like half an hour, maybe 1 hour. And so they're into like a little bit spirituality, but most of them, they know about the Hare Krishna movement, and some of them actually are very, very favorable, but most of them prefer their Om chanting. So this Om, as Prabhupada explains, is actually transcendental sound vibration. If one is unable to accept or understand the personal form, one cannot accommodate in one's troubled mind the personal transcendental form of the Lord, then one is recommended to chant Om. Previously, even now, especially yogis or mystics in the Himalayas, people that practice this Hari Om, Hari Om. It is actually very, actually in the practice of yoga, It is actually having some, just like Prabhupada mentions, it's a mechanical process. Just like yoga is a mechanical, material exercises which actually help the body become healthy, maintains good health. And when one adds this Om chanting, I tried it actually a few times, right? Not expert in chanting Om, but it has a very positive, it is very good for the nerves. You know, especially all of us who are mainly in the cities, it's like, you know, especially when you're on this particular corner, you know, so much traffic. It's like, I know sometimes if I stay too long in a noisy place, my nerves, it's like, get affected. And then, you know, some little noise and then, isn't it? I don't know if it ever happened. When we're tired, when the body is tired, when the immune system is down, then our nervous system gets deranged. So this yoga practice and sound vibration of Om is actually very, helps to stabilize. But it's mechanical. It's mechanical. And generally it is taught by those who are interested or serious about spiritual life as like a beginning level, basic platform. Just like if one is more healthy, more controlled in the body, generally easier to concentrate, generally easier to fix the mind. So of course as devotees we don't, we have our own transcendental sound, vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Om is already contained, you know, like the impersonal feature of the Lord are already contained in the personal feature. So we automatically get the same benefit, because actually chanting the transcendental sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is actually the most powerful sound vibration that helps both the body, the mind, and of course the spirit, the spiritual self, Atma in all its levels. So this is first, Shukadeva Goswami, just like we see in the Bhagavad Gita, also Krishna, he explains different kinds of yoga, but he is not telling Parikshit Maharaj that this is the topmost yoga. He is touching on this particular point or aspect, but we know that later on Shukadeva Goswami will very elaborately speak on bhakti yoga and as being the highest the process for actually fixing and controlling the mind. So that's why it's very important for us as devotees to we are fortunate in that sense to have some little understanding that the absolute truth is person, means Krishna, and the more we engage our mind and our senses in the service of Krishna, that is actually the best way to control this body, that is the best way to control the mind and the senses. It's generally very difficult. Prabhupada explains in other places how what is being mentioned here, this mechanical process in Kali Yuga is not recommended, actually very, very difficult. We can hardly find any solitary place on the planet, isn't it? There, you know, there's all kinds of sound vibration everywhere, and there's practically no place on the planet which is not accessible. Which is not accessible. So there are actually many very strict rules and regulations for this particular application of yoga, whereas the process of yoga given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given to us by Srila Prabhupada, is much more conducive in our present age of Kali. Of course, one of the basic points is that in both of these processes, there are rules to follow. There are rules to follow. And one of the important aspects is that we should, very important actually, we should live in a, our surroundings should be, I think the word is mentioned here, shuddha, means, clean, pure. The external is very much connected with the internal. If we live in an impure place, if our dress is not clean, if our house or home is not clean, then the tendency will be that our mind also not so clean. So cleanliness, as Prabhupada would remind us, cleanliness is next to godliness. So very important for us, especially as devotees, that our whole life, wherever we live, whatever we do, both externally and also internally. So Krishna also refers to this in the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. This knowledge, transcendental knowledge, which is explaining Krishna's personal form, it is the topmost knowledge which can only be appreciated or understood by people who are especially very purified in consciousness. It is called Rajavidya. Rajavidya, Rajavuyam. Pavitram, purest knowledge. So in the same way that people who chant this Omkara, they actually gradually, they do become purified. It is good for them. But even more powerful is this chanting of the holy name, and that is why as devotees we practice especially this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is not necessary when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is not necessary to chant this Omkara. We recognize, as Prabhupada explains here, that it is also completely transcendental. Om is actually directly the Supreme Lord, but in his impersonal aspect, personal feature of the Lord. So when we know the personal feature already contains the personal feature. So in this way the devotees are in a more, we could say, elevated position, more fortunate position. Any questions on Omkara? One of our devotees, Prabhupada, named one French devotee who was a pujari in Vrindavan many years ago, Omkar. I'm sorry?
Omkar is spiritual by the way of material.
Om is spiritual. Yes. The question is, those who chant, generally those who chant Om, you know, they sit in a yogic posture, no? With their back straight. So actually, it is not recommended to chant in bed, you know, and fall asleep, or to chant Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was always very strict about, you know, we see he's always sitting with his back very straight, no? And Srila Prabhupada would remind also devotees to sit straight. So there is, that element is also there. Of course, we chant while walking, you know, japa walk. We can chant generally in a more flexible way than those who generally chant omkara. But we do have some regulations as well that we should chant ideally in a more conducive, you know, spiritual kind of place, although sometimes that's not always possible. And we should be clean, isn't it? Body should be clean. Mm-hmm. And it is much better. I mean, sometimes we see devotees sitting, but sleeping also, chanting. That, well, when they begin sleeping, the chanting stops naturally. So, Prabhupada, that recording is there. Prabhupada would advise or tell the devotees, you know, sit up straight. The tendency is to, you know, that. So that element is also there. We will get more benefit, we could say, both materially and especially spiritually, by chanting at the proper place, at the more ideal place, the proper time. Of course, there are less regulations. One can chant anywhere, anytime. But the chanting will generally be more effective if we are also attentive to our posture. You know, we don't. Prabhupada would generally chant sitting down, or of course he would have, you know, his morning walks, japa walks. Anything else? That program is already started.
Sorry? Any other questions?
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll just chant Hare Krishna. Jai Mataraj Madhai Matam Ki
Jai
Gopar Ki
Jai
Whose watch is this? Okay, and sit down.